A federal judge in Boston dealt a major blow today to the Trump administration's efforts to overhaul federal vaccine policy. The ruling puts a hold on decisions made by the CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee, the committee that was handpicked by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and it comes as vaccine opponents are keeping up the pressure for more restrictions. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has this report.
It's a warm, sunny day in Washington as an overflow crowd of more than 200 people pack the ornate crystal room in the stately Willard Hotel near the White House.
It's so nice to see so many of you here today.
Mark Gorton takes the podium. He's the president of the MAHA Institute, a new think tank that backs the Make America Healthy Again movement. The Institute's hosting this day-long event called the MEVI Roundtable, MEVI for Massive Epidemic of Vaccine Injury. Gorton claims vaccines are sickening 1.4 million children each year, causing chronic diseases, neurological disorders, ADHD, autism, even cancer. Gorton and the other anti-vaccine activists in the room are trying to build on the momentum of the second Trump administration's anti-vaccine policies. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has already made it harder to get a COVID-19 vaccine, canceled research on new mRNA vaccines, and made it more complicated for children to get many routine immunizations. Gorton wants to go even further.
The childhood vaccination schedule needs to be eliminated, and all vaccines need to be removed from the market until they be proven to be both safe and effective.
Leading medical organizations and public health experts say the evidence is overwhelming that vaccines are very safe and extremely effective, and polls show vaccines remain popular with most Americans.